You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, distractions that destroy. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 13, there is a man of God who has cried against the altar, and King Jeroboam heard him, and King Jeroboam raised his hand against him and wanted him to stop what he was doing. And when he put his hand against him, his hand shriveled up. So then King Jeroboam asked the man of God to pray to the Lord, so that his hand would be restored. So the man of God prayed, and once he prayed and King Jeroboam's hand was restored, he invited him to come back with him. He invited him to come to his home, and he wanted to reward him, and the man of God explained. He went into further detail as to what the Lord told him, as to why he could not go with King Jeroboam, that the Lord told him that he was not to eat bread or drink of water. And so while he's telling King Jeroboam the instructions the Lord has given him for his own life, there are others present that are listening. And out of those that are listening are the sons of this old prophet. They go back and tell their father, who's the old prophet, what happened and what this man of God has spoken. So the old prophet goes on and he finds him. He goes to seek after him, and he finds this man of God under an oak tree. And he asks him. He wanted to confirm he was who he thought he was. Once he asked him and he confirmed, he said, you know, I am. Then he went further. He invited him to come home with him to eat bread. And the man of God declined, but he went on to tell him why, as the instruction that, you know, he was giving of the Lord what not to do. And then this old prophet comes back with a lie, speaking a language that would seem familiar, as if, you know, they're speaking the same thing or speaking from the same source, because letting them know that an angel spoke to him by the word of the Lord, telling him to invite him back with him to his house so that he could eat bread and drink water. But this was a lie. The man of God went back home with this old prophet. And after he sat and he ate, then the word came through the old prophet, because this man of God had disobeyed what the Lord spoke. And he went on to tell him, because of his disobedience, that he shouldn't eat and he shouldn't drink, that he would die. This was going to be the cause of his death. Here we can see that when we're given instruction by the Lord, it is our responsibility to obey what God has told us. Here is an example where this man of God said too much. He said too much when he explained to King Jeroboam. He said too much when he began to entertain this conversation with this old prophet. All he had to do was say, no, thank you, and continued on his journey. But when he first told King Jeroboam no, he declined his offer, and he went in to explain. The old prophet's sons were present, and they had information they were able to go back and give to their father, the old prophet. The very words that this man of God spoke as to his instruction God gave him is what the old prophet used to lure him into this opportunity of disobedience, to lure him into what destroyed him. So when it comes to distractions that destroy, distractions are those things that pull your focus from where you should be. And the purpose is to destroy, to put an end to what it is you're doing, to put an end to where you're going, to put an end to what it is you should be doing at this time. And here's my moment of transparency. I know what it's like to feel the need to explain when asked. And this is an area I had to learn through trial and error. You don't have to explain the reason for your no. This is where I had to grow to, because I didn't want whoever it is I was giving an answer to feel some kind of way. But I had to learn and grow to that area of no. Consider level of relationship. Consider what God has already spoken. Because in 1 Kings 13, this is a perfect example of the words that were spoken by this man of God were also used as part of the script to pull him away from where he should be. Pull him away and go in a direction where God told him not to go and be somewhere God told him not to be. Distractions that come to destroy. If you don't give voluntarily all of this information, these details, than what has been sent to pull your focus. What has been sent to distract and destroy has nothing to work with except for their intentions, except for whatever they came with. But when you voluntarily give information that is not necessary, it makes it easy for that thing that came to be a distraction on an assignment to destroy to execute the plan. So I want to encourage you, whatever instruction God has given, that is between you and God. Whatever God has told you to do or whatever God has told you not to do, understand you don't have to go into this long, drawn out explanation as to why you can't or why you won't be able to. No is no. And it's not to be rude or nasty. It could be just be no thank you. Here, this man of God, in his innocence, having a conversation with someone he may have seen in his own eyes as one he should respect, because it was an older prophet having a conversation with him. He was gullible into feeding into what was being spoken to him, and naive in the sense of just because this gentleman identified himself as a prophet and connecting as a common thread, as we have this thing in common, to allow that to lure him where he should not be. And one thing we must be mindful of is, if God has given us instruction to do a thing, and someone comes along and tells us to do the very thing that God said not to do, that should be an automatic red flag to know, nope, this is not God. This, that is what is being spoken to me, God did not send you. This is not God. If God told you not to eat a bread, if God told you not to drink up the water, if God told you to go a certain way, he's already given instruction, and someone comes along and tells you to do opposite of what God has already spoken. That's a big red flag to know. Conversation over. Keep moving in the direction you know that you should be going in. So distractions that come to destroy are those things that come to end what it is that you should be doing, end where it is you should be going. Let your no be no. Whether it's a flat no or just a no thank you. But be mindful of who you are giving full detail the instructions God has given you. Because sometimes that is too much information that is released to the wrong one. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that those that have maybe struggled with feeling the need to explain themselves beyond what is necessary, that Father, you give them the wisdom to know who to share what with, and to know when, God, to end the conversation, and to know when, Lord, to walk away. Walk away continuing on the journey that has been set before them. Walk away continuing the assignment that you've given them, and not be pulled away by distractions, not allowing distractions to take them off focus from where they should be, but remaining in a place of obedience to you, Lord, that discernment will be keen, and Lord, they will not. They will not fall subject to the vices and the schemes of the enemy. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.